I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time is 5 o'clock, and we've made it to Monday, the 14th of September already. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 67 degrees.
Starting off with a fairly minor crash east of Park City on I-80. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
And we start the morning with a developing story. Amazon is looking to hire thousands of new workers across the country, including here in Utah.
They say they need to meet demand as we shop from home. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Amanda, Amazon says the surge in lockdown shopping and an expected huge holiday shipping season means they just need more help. So they're hiring 100,000 new full and part-time jobs across the U.S. and Canada. It's 1,500 job openings here in Utah. They say these jobs at the fulfillment centers in Salt Lake County will include packing customer orders, shipping, and logistics. The company is taking the time to point out their $15 an hour starting wage and signing bonuses. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
It's been almost a week since the big windstorm, and there are homes that are still without power. Rocky Mountain Power says a little more than 4,600 customers in northern Utah are still without electricity this morning. The majority are in Salt Lake County.
Utah's 2020 school year.
The Salt Lake City School District will try again to start the new school year today. They are almost a month behind some of the other school districts in the state. Classes were supposed to begin last Tuesday with remote learning only. The windstorm caused a delay to Thursday when classes were postponed again because there were still too many power outages.
We're watching two new fires that started over the weekend. One burned about 15 acres on Stansbury Island. The other is burning southwest of Santaquin.
Spokesperson Sierra Hellstrom at the Goshen Fire says they are lucky that the weather, and more particularly the winds, pushed up and away for major structures and homes.
There are no evacuations at this time.
That despite reports that some had been ordered for a nearby subdivision. Thankfully, none were needed. She says it is believed to be human-caused, and the investigation continues this morning. Sunday night, crews from the William Fire were added to help the Goshen Fire that had by then spread to about 200 acres. Nobody was hurt. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
It could be another bad day fighting western wildfires. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
That's right, Amanda. The death toll is up to 35 in western wildfires that burned millions of acres, destroyed hundreds of homes in California, Oregon, and Washington. Senator Jeff Merkley of Oregon tells ABC News.
It is apocalyptic. I drove 600 miles up and down the state. I never escaped the smoke.
Red flag warnings for hot, dry winds are posted up and down the West Coast today. Tropical Storm Sally forecast to become a hurricane today and is heading for a Tuesday landfall somewhere from the Florida Panhandle to Louisiana. President Trump held a packed indoor rally just outside Las Vegas yesterday in defiance of city and state emergency orders.
We will very easily defeat the China virus. That's what's happening, and we're already making that turn.
Those on the podium wore masks, but few in the audience did. Governor Steve Sisolak called the rally reckless and selfish. And Democrat nominee Joe Biden is calling for a ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines after two deputies in Los Angeles were critically injured in an ambush. They were shot with a pistol. The sheriff doesn't like the tone these days.
Actions, words have consequences.
A few protesters showed up at the hospital chanting for the deputies to die. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
The search continues for the gunman who shot and wounded those two Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputies in that apparent ambush. A $100,000 reward has been offered for information leading to an arrest. Nearby surveillance video shows the gunman walking right up to the patrol car, opening fire, and then running away. The deputies both underwent surgery yesterday and remain in critical condition.
There is a new frontrunner to buy TikTok.
The owner of TikTok has chosen Oracle over Microsoft as its preferred buyer for the popular video sharing app. Microsoft announced Sunday night its bid to buy TikTok was rejected, clearing the way for Oracle. The choice comes a week before President Trump's deadline to ban TikTok in the U.S. over privacy and national security concerns due to its Chinese ownership. TikTok denies any national security risk and is suing to stop the administration from implementing a ban. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
KSL weather now with Grant Wayman. We're looking at temperatures, believe it or not, back in the 90s for the first half of the week, but we'll be in the 70s for the weekend.
Of course, this time of year with the shorter days, things cool more quickly into the evening hours and the mornings as well. It'll just be those afternoons that'll be hot, around 90 again today, all the way through Thursday. Not quite as hot Friday, and then it looks like it really cools down again for the weekend.
In addition to the cooler temperatures, Grant says we could see some showers on Saturday.
And coming up on KSL, where saggy pants will once again be legal.
And we'll check your KSL traffic.
So far, so good on I-15. Got a crash, though, east of the Highway 40 junction on I-80 in Park City. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time is 5:05.
Your morning companion for news and conversation.
Domestic violence has been up. Why would reportings be down?
It has to do with the fact that kids have not been in school.
David Duchanovic, 9 to 11 on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
The most dangerous day for a baby is the first day of life. Those first 24 hours that should be moments of joy take the lives of thousands of babies every day. In fact, every 30 seconds, another child is lost. They die from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. The worst part, it's preventable. For nearly 60 years, Project Hope has been working around the world to save the lives of mothers and babies at risk. Right now, Project Hope is training local healthcare workers to safely deliver and care for babies in those critical first moments of life. Project Hope is delivering medicines and medical supplies to prevent deadly disease, giving precious newborns the healthy start they need to survive and thrive. This tragedy can be stopped. Make sure her first day of life is not her last. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope's efforts to save newborns now, visit projecthope.org.
As we get your Monday started, word that as many as 1,500 new jobs could be coming to Utah thanks to Amazon. $15 starting pay, signing bonuses, all in order, and our Mary Richards is keeping an eye on that story.
A South Florida city is moving to overturn a ban on saggy pants.
After 13 years, Opa-locka, Florida has moved to repeal a ban on saggy pants or bottoms that show your underwear. The city commission voting 4-1 to repeal the measure and a 2013 ordinance that clarified women could also receive citations for exposed undergarments. When the ordinance first passed, the ACLU of Florida said the rule would disproportionately affect black youth and called it a waste of public resources. That repeal still has to be approved in another commission meeting to become official. Lionel Moyes, ABC News, Miami.
You know what I remember about that story is that orthopedic docs were talking about hip problems that were coming from having to walk the way you have to walk to keep your pants
from falling down.
Okay. The show must go on, even during a pandemic. The 55th Academy of Country Music Awards takes place Wednesday night in Nashville, hosted by reigning Entertainer of the Year, Keith Urban.
I'm glad it's going ahead. I'm glad the ACMs are doing it. You know, we've never done it in Nashville. We've never done it without an audience. We've never done it in September. So there's so many firsts.
It was originally scheduled for April in Las Vegas.
Plenty of excitement and some heartbreak in week one of the NFL yesterday. The Cincinnati Bengals had the chance to tie the LA Chargers near the end. All they needed was a 31-yard field goal.
1 yard field goal try by Bullock to tie it.
Huh. Randy Bullock suffered an apparent leg injury during the final kick, which sailed wide right. Elsewhere, Tom Brady lost his debut with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Cam Newton won his first game with the Patriots. And the LA Rams opened SoFi Stadium by knocking off the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football. Your Raiders look pretty good.
Yeah, they actually won yesterday, too. But I'll tell you, all the talk around here, anyway, was of this $1.8 billion stadium in Las Vegas. That SoFi Stadium in LA, $5 billion to build that thing.
Right. I wound up falling asleep and taking my nap, and I didn't get a chance to see Tom Brady. How'd he look?
Not good.
Not good.
I think he threw as many balls to the opposing team as he did his own teammates, which opened him up for a lot of haters to, you know, point fingers.
Well, it was their first game.
All right, Andy, jump in here.
You're the hater,
game.
Tim.
No,
it was his first game with the Buccaneers.
Yeah.
I mean,
he threw an interception that got returned for a touchdown. It ended up being pretty critical.
Yeah.
I thought he looked great.
They need to get their legs underneath him. It's his first game with a new team, and you know, let's see what happens.
I didn't realize Andy was such a fan, actually.
Oh, he's a big fan. Big Tom Brady fan, yeah.
All right. 509, so we can't take anything he says seriously about it. let's see what's happening with traffic out there to start your morning. Thanks for being out there, by the way. This look brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. All right, Andy Farnsworth. They were playing the Saints, right?
It was just kind of weird to watch the games without any fans. Like, the fan sound
and to hear the
is
crowd
so important.
Noise.
Like, It was good to see it, but it felt weird at the same time. It was kind of just a weird thing. All right, as far as traffic goes, we only have one crash right now. It's out west of, or east of Park City, pardon me, along I-80. In that little stretch before you get to Wanship, there's a tiny bit of eastbound slowdowns just before you get to, it's in that divided portion of the highway, but before you get to Wanship. That's the only crash. I-15 looks great. Construction, not an issue right now in Lehigh, Layton, or up in Roy, but in Riverdale, a little bit of heavy traffic on I-84 after you split off I-15. Going south onto I-84. Zero Res Carpet Cleaning is proven in lab tests to remove more dirt and soils than other methods. Their powered water cleaning means no soap, no shampoos, and no toxic chemicals. Schedule your Zero Res cleaning today. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And let's find out about the temperatures today and check the forecast. Over to you, Grant.
Well, we definitely have our summer weather back, right, as we started to warm up over the weekend. Certainly compared to earlier last week, 92 the high and lots of sunshine. And tomorrow, mostly sunny and 90 degrees. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It's actually pretty warm out there this morning, 68 degrees.
If you're already registered to vote in Utah, no problem. Your mail-in ballot should just show up. But if you're not registered or you don't know, we'll give you some instruction coming up in a moment. So sit tight right here on KSL News Radio.
Yeah, don't go away. It's coming up at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks, as always, for starting your Monday, starting your week with Tim and Amanda on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Insurance Company presents. And Doug.
Where's the money, Karen?
I'm sorry, the money?
The money you saved by having Liberty Mutual customize your home insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Oh, that money. I used it to add to my collection of clown paintings. Take a look.
Amazing. Wow.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Napa know-how.
Get all the quality parts you need at your locally owned Napa. Because right now, when you order from Napa online, you can pick up curbside at your local store in just 30 minutes. Or get your order delivered direct to your door with free one-day shipping and over 160,000 quality parts when you spend $35 or more. Quality parts delivered quickly and safely. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating stores, standard ground shipping and exclusions apply.
A cancer diagnosis is a life-changing moment for you. Before it are thousands of other experiences. Joys, tears, late nights, and early mornings. Years spent planning. Years spent building a beautiful life. At Intermountain Cancer Center, we're ready for the moment things change. We've experienced joys, tears, late nights, and early mornings. Years spent planning. And years spent building the best team of cancer experts. Learn about Intermountain Cancer Center at intermountain.com/cancer.
Protect your family, keep local businesses open, and strengthen Utah's economy. Learn more at inutah.org/healthy.
Make sure you download the KSL News Radio app wherever you get your apps today. Comes in handy for just about everything right there at your fingertips. And it's all powered by our friends at Any Hour Services. KSL News Time, 5:13. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Amazon announces it's hiring for 1,500 new full and part-time jobs in Salt Lake County at their fulfillment centers. They say they got to meet the demand in lockdown shopping. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second, Rocky Mountain Power still reports more than 4,600 outages this morning, almost 1 week after a powerful windstorm.
Third, let's see how the roads are doing this morning. Brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave.
So far, so good on I-15. It's a little bit heavy, I-80 over Parley Summit. And then there's a minor crash affecting traffic just a bit eastbound right before you get to Wanship. Right now, it's near the toll gate exit, it looks like. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of sunshine today and high temperatures around 92. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, 68 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. The death toll rising to 27 from wildfires burning across the West. ABC's Will Carr says with dozens missing, that number is almost certain to rise.
Officials in Oregon are warning of a mass fatality incident. The flames have incinerated at least six towns. Seattle, San Francisco, and Los Angeles are all reporting some of the worst air quality in the world. At least 100 fires are burning in at least 10 states.
President Trump will tour wildfire damage today in Northern California. Tropical Storm Teddy formed in the Atlantic, giving forecasters four systems to watch. Tropical Depression Renee out at sea, Hurricane Paulette impacting Bermuda, and Tropical Storm Sally, which is slowly making its way toward the Gulf Coast.
Our job, as it always is in these storms, is to prepare for the worst case scenario, to pray for the best case scenario, and expect somewhere in between.
Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves, Sally could be a hurricane by the time it makes landfall later this week. Johns Hopkins University says there are more than 29 million COVID-19 cases worldwide. Almost 6.5 million are here in the U.S. President Trump holding his first indoor rally since June with little mention of the pandemic and almost no protections against it.
The Trump rally in Henderson, Nevada, in open defiance of state regulations and his own administration's pandemic guidelines against crowds, had no social distancing and few masks. And hearkening back to months ago when he made a similar call.
Tell your governor to open up your state, by the way. Open up your state.
When he said the same back in April, some governors did, and COVID surged. The Trump campaign saying if people can gather for protests in casinos and riot, they can assemble to hear the president. Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak calling Mr. Trump's actions reckless and selfish. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Vice President Biden on the virtual campaign trail today in Delaware. You're listening to ABC News.
All right, time for the KSL In-Depth. Utah will send out mail-in ballots in less than a month. If you're already registered to vote, there's no need to request a ballot, but because it will be sent automatically.
But if you're not registered or you don't know, you'll need to do some checking. KSL News Radio's elections reporter Lindsay Aritz walks you through exactly what to do to cast your vote on November 3rd.
Step one is to check to see if you're registered. State Elections Director Justin Lee says the easiest way is online.
If you go to vote.utah.gov, you can, one, check to make sure you are registered. And then, two, if you need to update something or register, go in and do that online. You will need a Utah driver's license to do that.
Don't have one? There's a mail form you can fill out, or you can go to a county clerk's office in person. To get a ballot sent to your house, you have to be registered by October 23rd. The first round of ballots go out October 13th.
Those will be sent to everyone who is registered to vote.
Early in-person voting starts October 20th. Also, keep in mind,
if you've registered to vote for another election this year, or even in previous years, you're likely fine unless you've moved or something's changed.
Just update your address at vote.utah.gov. When your ballot comes in the mail, fill it out, and don't forget to sign it.
When you get down to, you know, county bond number 3 and you have no idea what that is, it gives you time to look at it and become informed.
Then it'll be time to mail your ballot back in. And this might be the most important deadline you need to remember.
The ballot will be counted if it's postmarked no later than the day before Election Day, so November 2nd. After that, people are going to want to take them directly to ballot drop boxes or to a polling location on Election Day.
But putting it in a mailbox on November 2nd does not guarantee it'll be postmarked in time. Now it's Election Day and you didn't register. You can still vote by doing that at the polls.
Last ditch, if somebody doesn't get it before that, they can always go on Election Day, register and vote.
Election officials are encouraging vote by mail because of the pandemic, but if you do find yourself at the polls, for example, in Salt Lake County,
they'll each have their own glove, and then when they have to sign the poll pad, we're giving them each their own little stylus.
That's Clerk Sherry Swenson. She says more polling places will help spread people out, like at Vivint Arena.
They won't be on the basketball court. We need to let them know that in case they're excited and want to show up for that.
To find your closest polling place, vote.utah.gov. And in Salt Lake County, you will get your I Voted sticker with your ballot. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
That is such helpful information.
Yeah.
I mean, my husband and I have voted forever, but, you know, we wanted to just double check.
Mm-hmm.
So we went on vote.utah.gov and just checked, you know, typed in our name and information, and there we were. So we knew, okay, we're registered to vote. It will come to our house, and we'll look forward to it.
I'm just a little bummed out that I can't go to Vivint Arena and shoot a couple of free throws after I do my voting. That would be a nice payoff to be on the jazz floor, actually. That's the In-Depth, by the way, at 15 and 45.
519 now. Let's get an early look at your morning commute brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. And over to you, Andy.
And right now, looking good on I-15 so far, Amanda and Tim, but a little bit of delay on I-84. As you split off I-15 and going south out of Ogden and then try to head east on I-84, there's a little bit of delay right before the Riverdale Road exit on I-84. Traffic looking good into the canyon for now on I-80, but if you get out towards Wanship, just after the tollgate exit, there's a little bit of slowing because of an eastbound crash in that two-lane stretch where the road's really curvy and they reduce your speeds. Hercules First Federal Credit Union announces the opening of their newest location in Harriman. Stop by or visit HerculesCU.com for more on their competitive rates and other locations to serve you. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's get back over to Grant. We've got some warm days coming over the next three or four.
Hotter temperatures here for us for the first part of the week. 92 the high today and lots of sunshine. Tomorrow, 90 and mostly sunny, and about the same thing Wednesday, mostly sunny and 90 degrees. 91 in the sun on Thursday. We hit 88 on Friday, mostly sunny. Then it tones down on Saturday, 73. A lot of clouds, a few stray showers perhaps, and then 72, partly cloudy on Sunday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, downtown, 68 degrees. I saw this morning, and it just reminded me of how many TV shows have you seen that comedies that have focused on the theme of the loud talker? No. You know, that we all have a friend who is a loud talker. I'm thinking, wasn't there a Seinfeld episode about a loud talker? Do you have a friend who's a loud talker?
I can't think of one right off the top of my head.
But you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, sure.
It's the friend who is, you know, you're in a quiet restaurant, and that person has to be a...
And you know everyone in the room's looking at you, too, having
thinking,
a conversation. Yeah.
Seriously, could you quiet it down? Well, this morning I saw an article in the Deseret News about speaking quietly can reduce the spread of COVID-19.
Hmm.
Because when you talk loud, you spew more droplets if you're not masked. So, like, when you're eating, you come into the restaurant... You're wearing your mask, but you take the mask off while you eat. So during that time when the mask is off, if you're talking during that time,
we should be whispering.
That is, you know, it's a funny thing. It's a silly thing. But when you're whispering or talking quietly, you're spreading less droplets.
That'd be a good message to send to restaurants to keep the music down so that people don't have to speak loudly to have a conversation across the table.
Yeah. Is that the silliest thing?
I hadn't really thought about it. Huh. All right. Coming up in a minute, I mentioned a minute ago the cost of both the buildings in Allegiant Stadium down in Las Vegas and the cost of the one in L.A. that they were showcasing yesterday in that Rams game. They're spending a lot of money these days, and Shawn Michael Lyle is going to round all that up for us. Plus, we'll check your money with what's happening on the markets, at least the futures, when we come back. Stay there.
Your car to charity hotline. This is Guido. I mean, Roger.
Hi,
Roger would like to donate my car?
Yeah, good. Leave the keys in it, park it on the street, and we'll send a thug. I mean, tow.
Where's your office?
In New Jersey, where you want it to be.
Well, Roger,
yeah.
I want to make sure my donation helps Utah kidney patients.
It will.
Which ones?
Well, you know, does it matter?
Yes, I want the money to stay in Utah.
And boy, have you got the wrong number.
If you want your car donation to help people here in Utah, turn your car into a kidney car for the National Kidney Foundation of Utah and Idaho. Hi, this is Luz Lewis Perez. Kidney Cars is the Beehive State's number one choice for charity car donation since 1990. When you donate your car to Kidney Cars, funding stays in Utah to help local Utah kidney patients and funds local medical research. Kidney Cars gets donors the highest tax deduction, along with free towing. Visit towcars.org and learn more. That's towcars with a K, like kidney. That's TOWKARS.org.
A couple of NFL owners have been spending big on new digs. Let's get the details from Sean Michael Lyle at the KSL National News Desk, brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
That's right, Tim. Despite the pandemic economic downturn, the NFL opens two brand new stadiums this season with a total cost of nearly $7 billion combined. Rams quarterback Jared Goff says of SoFi Stadium and its wraparound video screen and wraparound executive suites,
the entertainment value of this place is off the hook.
Oh, and it has a 6,000-seat arena, too. Las Vegas Raiders open Allegiant Stadium a week from tonight, with Tim being there for that. Both teams are in need of new facilities. See, the Raiders move from a 53-year-old Coliseum in Oakland, and the Rams come from a 98-year-old Coliseum in L.A. By the way, the Raiders' new park actually in the town of Paradise. The Rams, they're now in Inglewood. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU, love where you bank. U.S. chip maker NVIDIA says it's going to pay up to $40 million to buy a U.K. tech company called Arm Holdings. The U.K. company provides chips for a vast majority of the smartphones around the world.
That's billion with a B, by the way. That's
wow.
A lot of money. KSL Drives, the Kroger grocery chain, and the Houston Food Bank have teamed up with the Neuro self-driving vehicle company to test out home deliveries. Right now, self-driving vehicles are delivering food to 30 Houston-area zip codes as part of a pilot program. How does it get from the car to the house?
They honk
at you and you go out and open the door. That's weird to me.
For the first time since the 1980s, vinyl records are outselling CDs. Wow. Vinyl record sales brought in $230 million for the first half of the year. Of course, most of the money is going toward streaming music, which brought in $4.8 billion. So I guess just those of us who like, you know, the old stuff for nostalgia reasons.
Well, and sound. Audiophiles know that it was always better on vinyl than it is digital, burned into a disc. It's absolutely true. You get a broader sound range and... Once the record gets old, however, you get a little pop
crackle,
and skip.
Crackle. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's see how the futures markets are doing right now. The Dow Jones Industrial up 256 points, recovering some of the losses here, and we're at 27,750. S&P is up 41. The NASDAQ is up 177.
It is Monday morning. Time to wake up, and we'll take an early look at your morning commute and traffic and weather together. Coming up next on Utah's Morning News.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give a little talking to man, mano a mano. Hey, Steve, it's now a good time? No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
A vehicle is stolen once every 40 seconds in the United States. The cost adds up to over $6 billion a year. But there are steps you can take to help put the brakes on vehicle theft. Roll up the windows completely. Don't leave valuables in the car. Take the keys or the fob with you. Lock the doors. If you have information on vehicle theft, contact Contact the NICB. Reach us at 1-800-TEL-NICB or visit www.nicb.org. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
With COVID-19, teachers have more on their plates than ever. To help fulfill the state requirements for health education, Select Health created B3, Brain Body Boost. This free program helps 4th, 5th, and 6th grade teachers bring health and physical activity into the classroom with fun lessons, activities, and more. Plus, teachers earn school supplies for participating. Get started today at B3Kids.com. That's B3Kids.com. Brain Body Boost, powered by Select Health.
KSL News Time 529. Let's see how things are doing on the roads out there this morning. Brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. And here's Andy Farnsworth.
Tim, right now looking at good speeds on I-15 this morning. We only had one crash. It was I-80 out to west of, it was just west of Wanship, but just east of Tollgate. That has been a little bit of a slowdown. But it's looking good on our city streets. No crashes to report right now. Salt Lake, Davis, or Utah counties on the city streets. Is your equipment ready for the next job? Diamond Rental can service and repair your equipment at 11 Wasatch Front locations. Contact Diamond Rental today or get more information at diamondrental.com. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Join KSL's Greenhouse Show Saturday, September 19th with Olson's Greenhouse to celebrate fall. Get ideas from the grower to bring a little fall color to your porch or patio. Olson's Greenhouse for all your garden needs. Let's check the weather forecast now. Back over to you, Grant.
Things heating up here along the Wasatch Front. 92 is going to be the high today, so we hit 90 yesterday. Back up there again today. And 90 and sunshine tomorrow. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 5:30.
It's 68 degrees.
Looking great on our I-15 corridor. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this half hour, the wait is almost over. A new Salt Lake City airport will open tomorrow with a brand new terminal and the first concourse.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with more on the big change for travelers, John.
Yeah, Mandy, after 6 years of construction and about two decades of planning, the Salt Lake City International Airport is about to open its brand new $4.1 billion facility tomorrow that will start with a massive new terminal and its first concourse. Bill Wyatt, executive director of the Salt Lake City International Airport, says they always knew it was going to be a mad dash to meet tomorrow's deadline for opening.
September 15th, that's when we're opening. There may be a few guys running around with light bulbs and screwdrivers, but we're going to be open on the 15th.
Officials say the coronavirus pandemic has actually provided a silver lining for them in some regards. Instead of having to operate both the new and the old airport as previously planned, the lower demand for air travel will allow all operations to move into the new facility by the end of October and also pave the way for demolition of the old airport to begin sooner. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
The current outage report from Rocky Mountain Power shows that 4,700 customers still without power after last week's windstorm. The power company says they expect to make a lot of progress today, but some outages could last into Wednesday. That could mean more than a week without power.
Utah's 2020 school year. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Today is the first day of classes in the Salt Lake City School District again.
It's been delayed because of the pandemic, a storm, and power outages. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live with more. Mary? We evidently don't have Mary, so we'll try and get back to her coming up here in just a moment. The Goshen Fire was only a couple of miles from reaching a Santaquin neighborhood when information was sent out from state officials that homes were being evacuated, but that was not correct.
I was pretty nervous because I've already been through that, and I know what it's like. I know how scary it is to have to evacuate and get out of there as fast as you can and take a limited amount of things with you, so it's pretty scary.
Because they were fighting another fire only a couple of miles away, crews reached the fire quickly and were able to keep it from spreading further.
KSL Weather with Grant Wayman. Most of the week will be a little warmer than normal, but we're looking at some cooler temperatures by the weekend.
We went from like way below the average last week to now above average temperatures again. We hit 90 yesterday, and we're going to be on this plane of pretty warm days ahead here for the next four, with temperatures all right around 90 degrees.
Grant says right now, as the days start to shorten, we're cooling off faster, so our overnight lows will be in the lower 60s for the work week.
All right, let's go back to our Mary Richards. As we mentioned, the first day of classes in Salt Lake City School District appear to be taking place today. Mary?
We'll see if parents still try to take a first day of school picture. Salt Lake students are now 3 weeks behind the other major school districts in the valley because the Salt Lake School Board voted to start late already. And then the windstorm and power outages last week caused another delay. The district is the only one in the state doing remote learning only. So when homes lost power and internet, it was impossible to log on. Today, some students will begin with video classes. Others will have assignments to work on. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
The death toll grows as fire spreads across the West. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, the toll now stands at least 35 killed by Western wildfires with red flag warnings up along the entire West Coast today. This mayor sifted through the remains of his small town in the mountains of Oregon.
I can't blame anybody because this thing just came like a freight train.
Hundreds of homes destroyed all along the coast. Air quality is dangerously bad throughout the region. Sally set to become a hurricane today in the Gulf of Mexico before making landfall sometime tomorrow. This man is in Biloxi, Mississippi.
We're concerned with it, very concerned about how high the water is going to be. They're saying, 7 to 11 feet.
Biloxi is in the center of the forecast cone. And two Los Angeles County deputies ambushed yesterday as they sat in their cruiser.
They were both critically injured, multiple gunshot wounds.
The sheriff fears rising anti-law enforcement sentiment may be the motive. A $100,000 reward is offered to find that shooter. And the CEO of Pfizer says their coronavirus vaccine could be available to Americans before the end of the year. Albert Bourla says they should know if it's safe and effective by the end of October, then would await FDA approval. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
President Trump is facing criticism for holding an indoor rally in Nevada over the weekend.
Nevada's Democratic governor calling the president's first indoor rally reckless and selfish. But President Trump telling his supporters,
tell your governor to open up your state, by the way.
The Biden campaign pouncing, writing in a statement, every rally turned super spreader event is another reminder to Americans that Trump still refuses to take this pandemic seriously and still doesn't have a plan to stop it, even after nearly 200,000 deaths and untold economic damage. Nesda Liquitera, ABC News, Washington.
Coming up on KSL, a mother says she was kicked off a flight because her toddler couldn't keep his mask on.
Plus, we'll check your KSL traffic.
Still have that little bit of delay. Southbound 15 splitting onto I-84 in Riverdale. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time is 5:35.
Think you know the story? Think again.
We're not seeing real debates in front of the American people. Both sides. What are you afraid of?
Challenge your thinking with Boyd Matheson, Inside Sources, 11 till 12 on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Listen to KSL all day on the KSL News Radio app or on the app for radio.com.
I don't think any of us were expecting to see fallen trees with their roots up in the air. What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and when something like this happens, we're reminded just how much damage something like a fallen tree can do. I met with our management team to figure out how we could help once we saw how our communities were affected. You know, we work with things that are buried underground every day, and we know how a home can be impacted by something like this. If you're in one of those older neighborhoods that had mature trees that blew down, Any Hour Services wants to help if you're worried about the condition of your main water line or your sewer main line. We're willing to inspect both of those for free, and there's absolutely no obligation to buy anything. Hundreds of homes were affected, and we'll try and get to as many people as we can, so call and we'll put you on the schedule as soon as we can get out there. Take down this number and tell your friends and neighbors that we're offering these inspections at no cost. 801-443-7700 is the number to call. So if you're worried about your main water line or your sewer main line, call 801-443-7700 and ask to schedule a free inspection. 801-443-7700, Any Hour Services.
Boy, if you're a traveler, have been on an airplane any time in the last year or so from Salt Lake City, you've got to be excited about the opening of the new terminal, the first concourse anyway. Opening tomorrow, we'll have full coverage of it for you throughout the day.
A single mother says she and her two-year-old son were kicked off a Southwest Airlines flight in Florida because her two-year-old was eating without a mask. She says she tried to keep the toddler's face covering on.
I was asked to leave the plane, accompanied by the manager, the supervisor, the flight attendants, and the pilot.
She says the plane actually returned to the gate in Fort Myers, and she was escorted off. In a statement, Southwest says they are investigating what happened and will reach out to the mother.
Planning begins today on the Point development, which will replace the prison in Draper. But what will it look like? Here's KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce.
Right now, state leaders envision a carless 700-acre property, home to high-tech jobs, a world-class research facility, and lots of open space. Something Utah Representative Lowry Snow tells the Deseret News is a better return on investment than just selling the land to developers.
When you turn this over to private development, because for developers, the bottom line is so focused on profit margin that they don't have the same freedom, you might say, to work on some of those other issues.
But critics wonder whether going completely carless is realistic and whether we'll have enough money to fund all the green infrastructure. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
Be interesting to see what eventually develops in that part of the state.
Yeah.
KSL News Time is 5:39. Let's get another early look at your morning commute brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. And back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, right now I'm looking at the I-15 corridor. Looks good in between Lehigh and Salt Lake. Seeing a couple busier spots. Looks like the delay we had on I-84 splitting off I-15 in Riverdale is now clear. But it's a little bit heavy in Bountiful. I-15, it's the northbound side, though, right after the Woods Cross exit. But before you get to the 500 South exit, Bountiful a little bit thick on the freeway there. No issues on city streets, at least for now, in the Salt Lake Valley as you travel around just to get to I-15. Are you financially prepared for your retirement? Contact Net Worth Advisory Group in Sandy for a free consultation. Call 801-566-6639. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Back in the 90s today, it looks like we'll stay there through midweek.
Things are definitely heating up here along the Wasatch Front. Again, for today and the next couple of days, highs around 90. Today, 92 in the sunshine and 90 tomorrow. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now in Salt Lake City, we're starting the morning warm, too. It is 68 degrees.
Throughout the day, we'll have a wonderful report from our key political reporter on voting dates and logistics and ballots. How do you confirm that you are on the mailing list, if you have that you're registered to vote? And if you're not, how you get registered in time so that you can cast your ballot during this election season? Stay with us throughout the morning here on KSL News Radio.
Those ballots will be in the mail in about a month, won't they?
Yeah.
Stay with us at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. And thanks again for starting your week with Tim and Amanda on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
The kids are back in school, and it's time to take care of that quarantine cushion. For the entire month of September, Skinny Utah is offering 25% off all programs. That's right, 25% off all programs. Are you ready to feel better, get healthy, and lose 20 pounds in the first 40 days with Skinny Utah? Then visit SkinnyUtah.com to get started. Skinny Utah has three convenient offices in Draper, Orem, and Centerville. Everything is 100% natural, no drugs or hormones, and no prepackaged meals to buy. You can choose an in-person consultation or a video call, whichever's easiest for you. Skinny Utah is following all PPE practices by wearing masks and disinfecting after every client to help keep you safe. Visit SkinnyUtah.com to learn how to save 25% off all Skinny Utah programs. Look your best. Feel your best. Visit SkinnyUtah.com. You have nothing to lose but the weight. That's SkinnyUtah.com. Do it for you. SkinnyUtah.com.
The PRCA Extreme Bull Finale is in Nephi September 19th at 7 p.m. Great bulls and great bull riders. Get your tickets at UteStampedeRodeo.com. That's UteStampedeRodeo.com. Get your tickets now.
When you advertise on KSL News Radio, sometimes it's not what you say, but who you say it to.
I've been advertising on KSL Radio since 2014, and one thing I can say for certain is that it makes the phone ring.
How do you know your advertising is working on KSL News Radio? Just ask Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox.
Anytime I need to reach the masses, KSL is my go-to source in my efforts to provide tax relief to those in need.
So KSL is bringing customers to you.
KSL is absolutely bringing customers to my door.
Even today, with the business climate what it is, would you recommend KSL?
Don't hesitate. The listenership is solid, and they respond well to the messaging.
Let KSL News Radio help build your business. Call Stephanie Palmer at 801-575-5811. That's 801-575-5811.
We've always had villains to face.
Bad guys to take down.
But you.
You are the most horrible of all.
Just because you're tough, it doesn't mean we can't beat you.
We're here because we've had enough of you.
We all have the power to do something.
To change something.
To stand up to cancer. Every single one of us is mortal.
Even me.
Even me.
One person is not a team. But when we join together...
You don't stand a chance. But inside, we are all heroes.
We are resilient.
We are powerful.
And we will win. Marvel Studios' Avengers Endgame, MasterCard, and Stand Up to Cancer are joining together today to help take down one of the biggest villains of all. Cancer. Join us now at standuptocancer.org/MasterCard.
We're talking to start the morning about the jobs that are coming to Utah, 1,500 of them from Amazon, and one of our texters let us know they were just getting off the job at Amazon. Nice to know you're out there this morning, and thanks for joining the conversation on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line. Here's the number, 57500. KSL News Time, 544. The three things you need to know this hour. First, it's the first day of class in the Salt Lake City School District. The first day has been delayed because of a pandemic, last week's windstorm, and then power outages.
Second, no evacuations have been ordered near Santaquin because of the Goshen fire. At last report, the fire was about 90% contained.
Third, let's see how the roads are doing first thing this morning. Brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave.
Well, no crashes to report. That's good news. Traffic a little bit heavy as you go south through Farmington right now. And looking good northbound from Provo all the way to Salt Lake. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of sunshine today and high temperatures around 92. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 68 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
Tropical Storm Sally is building strength as it spins toward the Gulf Coast. ABC's Mona Kosar Abdi says it's expected to be a hurricane by the time it makes landfall later this week.
This morning, mandatory evacuations have been ordered in Mississippi and Louisiana, with the storm's projected path putting New Orleans in the bullseye, taking a similar track as Hurricane Katrina 15 years ago. Sally already dumping more than 9 inches of rain in South Florida over the weekend, triggering flash floods in the Keys.
Besides Sally, forecasters are watching three other systems, Tropical Depression Renee, Hurricane Paulette, which is now impacting Bermuda, and now Tropical Storm Teddy. The death toll rising to 27 as wildfires continue to burn in 10 western states. And with dozens still missing, that number is almost certain to rise. President Trump tours wildfire damage in Northern California as he continues a West Coast campaign swing. Democratic nominee Joe Biden in Delaware to vote in that state's primary. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
All right, time for the KSL In-Depth. The CDC is coming under fire after an article questions if the agency is bending to political pressure.
We get more now from ABC's Steve Osunsami.
The official message we keep hearing from the CDC is that their work is guided by science and not politics. But Politico this morning is reporting that communication aides appointed by the president demanded and received the right to edit the CDC's weekly reports on the coronavirus. Emails show that Michael Caputo and his team changed scientific reports so that the reports didn't undermine the president's messaging. In a statement to ABC News, Caputo explains, saying that our intention is to make sure that evidence, science-based data drives policy through this pandemic, not ulterior deep state motives in the bowels of CDC. A vaccine can't come soon enough. And the CEO of Pfizer says it's truly possible one might be ready next month.
We will know if the product works or not by the end of October. But, of course, doesn't mean that it works. It means that we will know if it works.
Concerns over the spread of the coronavirus are putting college football games on pause. The BU Army game and Virginia Tech's season opener against Virginia, both scheduled for next Saturday, are now postponed. The risk of playing those games are underlined by the death of 20-year-old Jermaine Stevens, a defensive lineman at the California University of Pennsylvania.
I was talking to my son. He was in good spirits. We were talking. We were laughing. We were planning for him to get out of the hospital because his 21st birthday is on the 21st of this month.
His mother says he died last week of a pulmonary embolism just 10 days after testing positive for COVID-19.
We were sitting in the hospital talking about COVID responsible kinds of celebration that we could do for his birthday. So to go from that to get to the hospital the next day and he's gone.
There's some encouraging news this morning from AstraZeneca, a drug maker working on a potential vaccine in the UK. They are now continuing with human trials after one of their volunteers suffered a possible adverse reaction.
You know, I heard an interesting discussion yesterday about when science goes up against cultural norms or cultural beliefs, it usually science loses because we have these strong cultural feelings in our families and in our groups that are so ingrained that and we feel so strongly about that when science disagrees with those, science will usually lose until something incredibly traumatic happens to us personally.
I think we've seen that with climate change and the argument there as much as we have the pandemic itself.
Yes.
Yeah. That is an interesting conversation. Where did you see that? I'd love to read it. I know, with all the reading you do, it's tough to keep track.
Got it. I will try and remember that.
It's all right. I just love to read it.
But memory is terrible.
It does make sense.
I will try and pull that up.
It does make sense to me, though. And we see that play out time and time again. We'll keep an eye on it, obviously, and our thanks to ABC's Steve Oshinsami for joining us this morning on The In-Depth at 15 and 45. It's 5:49, and that means it's time to get another peek at how the roads are getting started for this Monday, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. Here's Andy Farnsworth.
And right now, traffic is actually not bad. We don't have any new crashes. They cleaned up the one we had on I-80 out east of Park City. And so traffic good to go on I-15 into and out of Salt Lake City right now, but a little bit heavy on 56th West in the construction area near 21st South and a little bit in the construction near the I-80 freeway. Don't let tax problems ruin your life. Let Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox handle the IRS so you don't have to. Visit TaxHelpUT.com. That's TaxHelpUT.com. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9th, and let's look at that forecast for the week, the 7-day forecast. Over to you, Graham.
Heating up here for the first part of this week, 92 the high today and lots of sun. Tomorrow, sunny and 90 degrees, and then 90 on Wednesday, also lots of sunshine. And then Thursday, 91 and mostly sunny, 88. Friday, lots of sun. Tones down for the weekend, though, clouds on Saturday, 73. Slim chance of showers, and then 72, partly cloudy on Sunday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, downtown, let me check the current temperature, 68 degrees.
Here's some news I'm going to have to break very carefully to my wife. Becky is a huge fan of Peeps. You know, the marshmallow little...
Oh, yes. Oh, very good.
You know,
yes.
Chicks?
Just sugar. Pure sugar.
Pure very sugar. Good. And she doesn't... You know, she usually is really good about watching her diet. But when the Peeps are in
she
season...
She is in such great shape.
Forget about it. Production of Peeps were suspended in the spring because the virus hit Pennsylvania hard. Uh-huh. And Pennsylvania is where the company is located that makes Peeps.
I did not know that.
It's called Just Born. And they said while limited production resumed in mid-May, the company says it will suspend production of its Halloween, Christmas, and Valentine's Day treats.
Really?
So that they can ramp up and make sure they have all the Peeps they need just in time for next Easter.
Because, yeah, that's the big season. I didn't even know they made Peeps for other holidays.
Oh, yeah.
And I did not know they were made in Pennsylvania. Now, Pennsylvania, of course, is known for Hershey's.
Right.
And going to Hershey, Pennsylvania, and through the Hershey plant and the Hershey factory is a really fun experience.
I would love to do that someday.
It is so, I mean, the whole, in Hershey, Pennsylvania, the streetlights look like Hershey Kisses. You can smell the chocolate as you start to drive into the town.
Ooh, I love that.
It's really fun.
Yeah, I could do without the Peeps, but I can't do without my chocolate. Let's hope that it has an impact at Hershey like it has the folks that make the Peeps. We're getting some good news so far on the futures markets. Of course, we'll have to wait and see if it holds all the way through the day to the closing bell when Jeff Kaplan is in this chair. But we'll keep an eye on it, and we'll check your money news when we come back.
Hey, Mr. World here at the big comic book convention. I'm suited up as the world's fastest superhero. Pew! Speaking of fast, did you know that Eyeglass World has in-store labs? Spoiler alert, that's the source of their same-day service superpowers.
With same-day service, Eyeglass World is the world's best way to buy glasses. Come get two pairs for $78. Visit eyeglassworld.com for store locations and offer details.
It's the seldom few who make the all-important decision to serve. Willing to place themselves in front of a force that wants nothing more than to take your privilege, rights, and life away. To those magnificent few, we say thank you. But then what? Who takes care of them? Who takes care of their families? It is said the strength behind our servicemen and women is their loved ones. In Utah, there's one such organization that believes if you're not taking care of the family, you're not taking care of the veteran. That organization is Operation Bald Eagle, a Utah-based not-for-profit organization caring not just for Utah veterans, but their families as well. To find out more about Operation Bald Eagle and how you can help, visit OperationBaldEagle.org. They served us. Now it's time to serve them. Visit OperationBaldEagle.org.
The most dangerous day for a baby is the first day of life. Those first 24 hours that should be moments of joy take the lives of thousands of babies every day. In fact, every 30 seconds, another child is lost. They die from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. The worst part, it's preventable. For nearly 60 years, Project Hope has been working around the world to save the lives of mothers and babies at risk. Right now, Project Hope is training local healthcare workers to safely deliver and care for babies in those critical first moments of life. Project Hope is delivering medicines and medical supplies to prevent deadly disease, giving precious newborns the healthy start they need to survive and thrive. This tragedy can be stopped. Make sure her first day of life is not her last. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope's efforts to save newborns now, visit projecthope.org.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU, love where you bank. The International Air Transport Association says they need to start planning now to use as many as 8,000 Boeing 747s to deliver coronavirus vaccines around the world once the vaccines are being mass-produced. The vaccines will likely need to be transported in a temperature-controlled environment.
KSL Drives. Nissan says it's going to restructure its North American board of directors. The company says it's looking for better communication with a sharper focus on profits.
Market so far looking good this morning. The future is all up. The Dow is up 250. The S&P is up almost 40. The NASDAQ this hour closing in on a gain of 150 points.
It is time for Cougar Tracks, and here is Mitch Harper.
This past weekend produced some good news and some bad news for BYU football. We'll start with the good news. BYU cracked into the top 25 polls for the first time since 2018. BYU is number 22 in the coaches poll and number 21 in the latest Associated Press top 25. The bad news is that the nationally ranked Cougars won't see the field this weekend. BYU's matchup against Army West Point, who is also ranked this week, has been postponed due to what BYU said was a, quote, small number of positive COVID-19 test results and the resulting tracing exposures within the BYU football program, end quote. According to BYU's press release, the two programs will try to reschedule the game for a later date. BYU's next game will now be on September 26th when they host the Troy Trojans in Provo. Go to KSLSports.com for more on these stories. With Cougar Tracks, I'm Mitch Harper on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.
If you've recently retired or been offered early retirement, there are a lot of important decisions that need to be made. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth. Important questions like, how do I know if I have enough money to retire? If I die, will my money be subject to probate? When is the best time to draw Social Security? How will I be impacted by losing my health coverage? Also, we're in a contentious political year. How will this affect you? Important questions, and Trajan Wealth can help. Trajan Wealth is a local, trusted financial fiduciary that always has your best interest in mind and will help you in and through your upcoming retirement. Don't trust advisors sitting in a call center and in another state to help you navigate such an important time in your life. Local, trusted, face-to-face, eye-to-eye, and always here for you. Call today, 801-899-7600, 801-899-7600, or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
And the news is brought to you by Trajan Wealth.
For nearly a decade, Universal Men's Clinic has specialized in treating ED and low testosterone with customized treatment programs that deliver a high success rate. For your convenience, we now offer telemedicine appointments. You can now safely and easily connect with our medical team anywhere you have internet access. We are confident we can medically improve your ED or low testosterone, or we will refund your money. Universal Men's Clinic remains committed to serving as your trusted medical partner, and you can be confident in making us your first option for ED and low testosterone treatment. It's guaranteed. Choose an in-person or telemedicine consultation to receive our renowned personalized medical care. call Universal Men's Clinic at 801-263-7777. That's 801-263-7777. Or visit universalmensclinic.com. Universal Men's Clinic. Convenient, affordable, and guaranteed.
After months of waiting, this week, a bonus episode of the Worldwide KSL Podcast, Cold.
There's a reason why police keep these kinds of documents so secret. It's such an invasion of privacy, and yet when we hear what they're saying, oh.
Cold, an exclusive production of KSL Podcasts, explores the life and disappearance of Susan Powell and the fate of her children and husband, Josh Powell. Download on Wednesday everywhere you find podcasts and on the KSL News Radio app.
KSL News Time is 5:59. Let's get another early look at your morning commute brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave, Andy.
Right now, Amanda, traffic in Salt Lake County looking good on I-15. It's a little bit delayed. Backups on 56th West near both 21st South and heading north to the I-80 interchange. That's with 56 West. Tooele County good to go. And so far, no delays on I-15 as far north as Brigham City or as far south as Spanish Fork. The first phase of the new Salt Lake City International Airport opens tomorrow and is ready to fly when you are. For more information, visit slcairport.com. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
After hitting 90 yesterday, I did not anticipate that we'd be moving into the 90s for most of the coming week, but 92 today, 90 on Tuesday, 90 Wednesday, 91 on Thursday. Believe it or not, we'll be in the 70s for the weekend. We're going to find out what that means, how that happens, and be checking in with Grant Wayman with your seven-day forecast coming up in just a few minutes.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.